SBS Audio is supported by advertising.
Need a few minutes to reset? Great Minds is a podcast from SBS that guides you through different meditation styles from around the world. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
In this bulletin, a trade delegation to head to China this week. NATO rebukes Russian President Vladimir Putin over his plans on nuclear weapons. And in sport, West Coast Eagles star Jake Waterman kicks a career-high 4 goals in West Coast's win over GWS in Perth. With the latest from the SBS newsroom, I'm Sunila Wasti. Assistant Trade Minister Tim Ayres is to travel to China tomorrow. He's leading a business delegation that includes mining billionaire Twiggy Forrest and Treasury Wine Estates Chief Executive Tim Ford. He's the second Australian minister to travel to China after Foreign Minister Penny Wong, who last December was the first minister in 3 years to visit the country. Trade Minister Don Farrell also held a virtual meeting with his Chinese counterpart last month. Mr. Ayres and his delegation will attend the Bao Forum for Asia Dialogue. Victorian Premier Daniel Andrews is to be the first of Australia's state leaders to visit China since the COVID-19 outbreak. The Premier is scheduled to visit Beijing as well as Jiangsu and Sichuan provinces, with a series of high-level education and trade meetings organised. Mr. Andrews says the visit is important for economic reasons.
This is not the first trip I've made to China. It won't be the last. And it is all about jobs. It's all about exports, goods and services, partnership, and not just products, but a partnership that goes well beyond that.
NATO is criticising Russian President Vladimir Putin for what it says is dangerous rhetoric about nuclear weapons. Mr. Putin says he plans to station nuclear weapons in Belarus, likening the move to the United States stationing nuclear weapons in Europe. But NATO, of which the US is a member, says the two situations are not alike because NATO members act with full respect of their international commitments. Ukraine is calling for an extraordinary meeting of the UN Security Council following Mr. Putin's comments. It comes as Ukraine claims to have repelled 85 Russian attacks across the eastern front of the war with Russia, including the Bakhmut area, in the past 24 hours. In the United States, authorities are still dealing with the aftermath of the devastating tornado that roamed through the state of Mississippi, destroying entire villages. Severe weather related to the same tornado also caused damage in nearby Alabama and Georgia. At least 25 people have died and dozens more are injured. Tens of thousands of homes across the region have been left without electricity. The town of Rolling Fork in Mississippi was hit the hardest, with homes reduced to rubble and trees, cars, and the town's water tower destroyed. US President Joe Biden has described the images from Mississippi as heartbreaking and says he has spoken to local officials. He's also offered his condolences and full federal support for the recovery. Rolling Fork resident Ronnie Pope says the situation is devastating.
I have seen better days, but this is the worst I have ever. This is devastating. I have so many family members, friends, memories that has been destroyed. That typical disaster, devastating. Friends lost, damage. It is heartbreaking.
Lebanon now has two different time zones active amid an escalating dispute between political and religious authorities over when clocks should change. Prime Minister Najib Mikati announced that daylight saving would begin at the end of Ramadan next month, allowing Muslims to break their fast earlier. Several major Lebanese institutions, including the Maronite Church, have since refused to comply and have turned their clocks forward anyway. There's also confusion for users of mobile phones and other electronic devices that automatically switch to daylight saving time. In Spain, exceptionally dry weather in the north of the country is still causing fires. Nearly 300 people gathered in the village of L'Espanyola in Catalonia to attend a special mass asking for rain to come. Farmers in the area asked local Bishop Francesc Conesa to lead the mass, which revived a Catholic tradition that had faded in recent years. Agrotourism and farming are the primary sources of income for the neighbouring communities. All three reservoirs near the village are below a third of their capacity, with a fourth one only 25% full. Last year was Spain's sixth driest year, and its hottest one since 1961 when records began, the Catalonia region is among the worst affected by a severe drought that has hit the entire country. In the AFL, Jake Waterman has kicked a career-high 4 goals as West Coast has overcome a week of criticism to post a 19-point win over Greater Western Sydney in Perth. The Eagles broke the game open with 8 goals in the second quarter, with Waterman and Jamie Cripps kicking 3 goals apiece during that onslaught. The 100 points to 81 victory is timely for West Coast after the team and coach Adam Simpson were widely criticised for last week's 5-point loss to North Melbourne. That's the latest from the SBS Newsroom. I'm Sunila Wasti.
SBS is Australia's most trusted multilingual broadcaster. Our listeners are loyal, highly engaged, and have supported countless local businesses. We offer advertising packages for businesses of all sizes. Our experienced sales team will guide you through the process of owning a great campaign. Bring your own ad or have our production team make you something in one of our 68 languages. Start the conversation with your new audience today. Email sales@sbs.com.au.